On today's show, Tesla outsells Jaguar. Stagnant wages could cause car sales to stall, and we take a deep dive into Freightliner's autonomous truck. All that and more coming right up on Auto Line Daily. This is Auto Line Daily for July 16th of 2015. Automakers selling cars in the U.S. market are practically giddy over forecasts that sales will top 17 million vehicles this year. But Stephen Zackley, the chief economist at the National Auto Dealers Association, warns that if Americans do not start to make more money, sales will start to drop. He tells Autoline, and I quote, "Lack of wage growth is the number one concern. If we don't see a pickup in wage growth, we can't continue this sales rate." He says most new cars are bought by households with incomes that exceed $75,000 a year. But the median household income in the United States is $53,000. And with the average car now selling for more than $33,000, many households have been pushed out of the new car market. As we pointed out before, if the same percentage of the population of the United States bought a new car this year as they did in 1978, car sales would hit 22 million units, not the paltry 17 million that everyone seems to be so excited about. Cars with diesel engines get 30% better fuel economy than those with gasoline engines. But with cheap gasoline prices, consumers have less of an incentive to buy them. So far this year, sales of passenger cars with diesels are down 22% in the U.S. market. SUVs and light pickups with diesels are doing better. They're up nearly 4% this year, but that's less than the overall market, so they are losing market share. Volkswagen, Audi, BMW, and Mercedes dominate the sales of passenger cars with diesels. They had hoped that Americans would buy even more of them, but with cheap gasoline prices and with gasoline engines that keep getting better and better fuel economy, sales of diesels are starting to stall out. Hey, don't forget to join us for Autoline After Hours later today. Our guest is John Kelly, a product manager for BMW, and he'll be bringing an i3 into the studio with him. Design consultant Sandy Monroe says the i3 is so revolutionary that it is the Model T for the next century. Is it? Let's find out. Join me and Gary Vasilash for some of the best product discussions in the business. And we'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion, Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles, and by Hyundai. Learn more at Hyundai.com.
Tesla had blowout sales last month. They shot up 73% just in the American market. To put that in perspective, Tesla now outsells Jaguar. Even though Tesla only offers one model, while Jaguar has four. And Tesla's legally barred from selling cars in most states. Actually, we shouldn't just pick on Jaguar. The Tesla Model S now outsells most high-end luxury cars. And the company claims its upcoming Model X will end up doubling sales. Those are very impressive numbers and represent a staggering achievement for Elon and his company. Virtual reality and 3D printing are key components in designing new cars, but now Ford is using them to help keep workers safe, healthy, and on the job. 2 to 3 years before a new vehicle is set to launch, Ford uses virtual reality to simulate the build process using both human and virtual test subjects. They want to check out design feasibility and the safety of line workers. They're even using 3D printed parts to check for things like hand clearance. Looks like those efforts are paying off. Ford claims employee injuries are down 70% and that other ergonomic issues are down by 90%. And it looks like the back-breaking days of being an assembly line worker are finally coming to an end. Coming up next, an in-depth look at Freightliner's autonomous semi.
Ha ha ha! Hey.
Hey.
Did you have a good nap?
The Firestone Destination LE2. Tough enough to handle anything the road throws at you.
Oops.
And you throw at it. Durable, dependable Firestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
When it comes to autonomous vehicles, up to now, Google, automakers like Audi, and Tier 1 suppliers like Delphi and Continental have been getting all the headlines. But then Daimler AG put its own twist on the technology and, at least for the moment, has stolen the spotlight. Talk about making an entrance. That's just what heavy-duty truck manufacturer Freightliner did at the Hoover Dam in Arizona a couple of weeks ago when it unveiled its new autonomous Class 8 truck. First, Freightliner turned the historic dam into the largest drive-in movie theater ever, and then had its inspiration truck make a little history of its own by becoming the first licensed autonomous Class 8 vehicle to drive on an open U.S. highway. Well, really across the dam itself, in front of media from around the world. And though the event was a spectacle worthy of anything that you'd see at nearby Las Vegas casinos, Freightliner said this state-of-the-art truck was built for more down-to-earth reasons.
We are the dominating truck brand for the long-haul trucks here in the United States, where those trucks go about 140,000 miles a year on the road, and we want to do everything to make the life of a driver better and safer. And that is a great system to support the driver and to increase driver awareness and reduce his fatigue.
And one of the top ways this truck helps drivers are the predictive technologies inside, especially what Freightliner calls Highway Pilot. Here, newly added cameras and radar work hand in hand with many of the systems we've become accustomed to on our own cars, such as lane keeping and collision avoidance, to name a couple. And in the future, when more of these types of heavy-duty trucks are on the highway, Daimler sees even more fuel economy benefits coming from platooning. That's where several of these Level 3 autonomous trucks, where the driver is still involved behind the wheel, are essentially electronically tethered together on long-distance runs to save between 5 and 6% MPGs. Those are impressive numbers for sure, but there's still a lot of R&D to be done by the feds, the states, and Daimler itself before we see these trucks on the road.
The next challenges we have to overcome are basically to test this vehicle in real life, take it out on public roads in Europe, but also in the United States, to see about weather conditions, conditions in every temperature, how this vehicle behaves. So we believe after a couple million miles, we'll be much smarter than we are today. And with that, we open the door to a wide range of applications in NAFTA, but also in Europe.
Right now, there are only two inspiration trucks in existence, both prototypes, and they are only cleared to be driven in Nevada, at least in the U.S. Freightliner says there's still years of testing ahead before we may see one of these autonomous vehicles actually working on the road. Man, isn't that an interesting truck? Anyway, that wraps up today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.